News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Science Ireland, the state's forensic science laboratory, has warned that Ireland's cannabis market is now the Wild West in terms of drugs available. And I am joined by Dr. Bobby Smith, consultant, child and adolescent psychiatrist and addiction specialist. Good morning to you, Bobby. From what I can gather, this is all to do with the fact that HHC, which is a cannabinoid and is a little bit like THC, is legal here in Ireland. And is being widely, I suppose, sold in vapes and even in chocolates and jellies and all sorts of things, and is having an effect on particularly young people, but that there's nothing being done about it.
I think it's partly that, Ciara, and also partly some of the studies that Forensic Science Ireland did of samples sent into them that were supposedly meant to be edible cannabis products, and about a third of those, it turned out, were synthetics. But they also mention in that section of the report just concerns and problems arising from HHC, which doctors have certainly been highlighted now for the last 10 months. It's certainly an issue in our service.
Okay, so these are these synthetic cannabinoids as opposed to, I suppose, organic-based cannabinoids or whatever they would be called. And why are they still legal if they're very similar to the other forms of cannabinoids? And what is, I suppose, happening out there on the ground that you're seeing?
Well, with regard to HHC, it's generally consumed in vape format. There's also edible products. Unfortunately, it's actually been sold legally. It's just been sold by some sort of specialist vape shops. And the problems, I suppose, it's causing, there have been reports highlighted by psychiatrists in the West who linked it to a couple of episodes of psychosis that were published in a journal there about 10 months ago. Adult psychiatrists have been highlighting problems with it, and in our adolescent addiction services, we're seeing probably about one in every four young people who presents with a cannabis problem, there's also then this HHC use in the background. And HHC is sometimes the primary substance that's leading to the referral into the adolescent addiction service.
So Bobby, it's having the same impacts as regular cannabis is having, it would seem, on people. You know, the elements of mental health difficulties, psychosis, all those types of things. Is there a reason why it remains legal? Is that just a loophole, or in your view, why do we have this situation?
I don't know. It's a bit of a loophole in that it's not in the Misuse of Drugs Act, so it's not listed alongside all the other chemicals that are and substances that are currently banned in Ireland. However, we had this problem back in 2010 in Ireland with head shops and so on, who began selling psychoactive drugs that weren't in the Misuse of Drugs Act. And we enacted some novel legislation at the time, and I can't figure out why they aren't using that legislation to shut down this activity. Vaping just generally has become terribly normalised in Ireland amongst young people. Most young people, Glenn, are keeping it to nicotine. That's a worry in itself. But, you know, against that backdrop, I guess, we're just seeing diversification of the marketplace. Entrepreneurs are just moving in, seeing this as an opportunity to make money, and they've been allowed to do so. And it's causing harm, it's causing problems. So I wish there was a bit more action on it.
Yeah, and you've mentioned the normalisation of vaping, but there's a huge normalisation of cannabis, marijuana, weed in general. We've talked about it in this program many times. It's sort of ubiquitous. The whole of Dublin smells of it at times. You walk around the streets, you smell it every couple of hundred meters. Is that impacting?
That is part of the backdrop that I think facilitates people to maybe be more likely to step into this world, to step into this space and use these products. The other thing that the Forensic Science Ireland report highlighted was that of the samples submitted to them for analysis, you know, cannabis was the most commonly detected substance ahead of cocaine. If people are paying attention to drug seizure reports of the last month, you know, two out of every three seem to be cannabis. Cannabis is the biggest, well, it's as big an earner certainly for the drug gangs as cocaine is.
Okay.
So cannabis is facilitating this.
And if you were giving a message to people out there, people, as I say, has been very normalised in terms of safety?
Cannabis is a drug, certainly in and of itself, which carries loads of risks, including mental health problems and addiction issues. But these other substances, the synthetics, I'd be inclined to view them as even worse than cannabis. So steer clear would be the advice I'd be giving to people.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Dr. Bobby Smith, their consultant, child and adolescent psychiatrist and addiction specialist.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.